You had a question for Ian?
Pantyhose.
Pantyhose.
Where pantyhose. Building that, any news or any nodes?
Patty knows.
Yeah, you got a friend or a relative named Patty, Angela?
No, in Ireland, everybody's fucking Patty at a bar.
Yeah, exactly. Ian, we're building a digital vault for money, so have you any insights for us?
Patty Loveless.
Isn't that a punk band?
No, that's a singer. She's real good.
Chad, ask him about the digital vaults and the cryptocurrencies.
You know your Synode system, Angela? Maybe ask if there's something in there that has the dynamic of the way that the banking will work.
Yeah, so I built a system. It's called the Synode system. And in that, there was a language, a computer code of a new type of language that was written. So is that relevant, or should we scrap all that and keep going in the direction we're going, Ion? Are we moving in the right direction, Ion?
Well, yeah, it's in Bob, it's in Bob.
Ion's making all this work for me.
You gotta do something for all that fucking money you make. You gotta do something to make your existence worthwhile, Bob. Well, that'll throw you off the butt. Then the ice cream will stop it. Then it ain't so nice in the Middle Kingdom no more, is it, Bob?
Yeah, Patty Loveless. Everybody's Patty in Ireland, so he cited Patty Loveless. Blame it on your heart.
This is the answer for Angela.
Okay, and what about triangulation? Will we keep building triangulation?
And the music, yep.
Okay, yeah, let's try this.
We're doing it on purpose. You hear that? The tones, that marks what her project, that gives the tone. Now, in your inbox, the second one, play that one instead and look at the difference. You'll hear it's the same music, but it's going to sound completely different with and without. The marked note in the first track is what sets the moniker for her stage that she's trying to gain control over with her triangulation formula. Now, do it with the words. It's amazing.
Okay.
That's what Balkan missed.
Who's Balkan?
Ninth Gate. Excellent, excellent, excellent. Well, no, it's excellent. Now, if you listen to the music, you heard it one way. You were listening to the music and the beats and how they hit with the steel guitar, which is kind of maybe the perfect modulator for tonal frequency. But it's good because it's kind of twangy, but that's not the point. It's the signals are pure. Then you take the song. When the song is being sung, changes all that empirically different. It's completely different, but it's exactly the same notes and notage. So, Angela, what you need to do is take and mark all the half-step modulations. We put it on the chit-chat, on the snigger digger, or the snobber, snot, the snot holder. Is it the snot holder? What is it? It's where people dribble shit in the licky box, in the snot box. They put it in the snot box to tell you how to do this. So you mark all the half-step modulation, mark them in your chart for your points. And that's how you'll use it to make your triangulation formula better for what you're trying to do. And we wish you the best of luck in getting out of the Middle Kingdom. That was a nice little interlude, Bob. You did good.
She's a bit like Shania Twain.
No, Shania Twain is a Canuck. You can't put her in the same boat.
Okay, so you're unmuted, Angela. Do you want to address Ion what they said to you?
Yeah, the middle. I'm not in the Middle Kingdom, Ion.
You're still the old Angela. You're always denying whatever anybody tells you anything.
No, just doorways. Doorways and
then describe. Then describe your kingdom.
My kingdom is, I've got a pass to go to all the kingdoms. I've completed the kingdom.
Okay, so how do you know which kingdom you're in?
Because I have a system where it's all in numbers, and I know what number I'm on, what dimension I'm on.
Great. So which number are you on?
I don't know. Where do you want to go? Where do you want to play?
See, you're not paying attention, Angela. You start talking to your nephew. He asked you, what number are you on?
Well, I'm in the consensus reality of Ireland in 2016 at the moment. But,
654,
but I
Middle Kingdom.
You
can't argue with it.
You described it. You just described it, Angela. You just described the Middle Kingdom, according to Mr. Ion.
No,
it's not.
It's
Kingdom 654. It's numerically enhanced.
Yeah, but there's variations of different places in 2016.
That's the half-step modulations that we were trying to share with you with Patty Loveless, and you're lying, cheating, cold, dead, beaten, two-time, mean, mistreating, loving heart. See, that's how that works.
Oh.
Isn't it great?
That's very good.
Yummy.
Will we build black clouds?
Two doses of NyQuil and you'll be perfect. NyQuil. It'll make you perfect.
What's NyQuil?
Take two doses of NyQuil, Angela.
It's like cough medicine or something.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah, I heard that's the new
people
designer,
use it to induce
designer sleep. Drink.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
It's like vodka and Red Bull.
Designer drink. I actually heard about that. It's the new thing.
Do some Jaeger. Do some Jaeger Blast. Jaeger Blast.
I was drinking Jaeger last night, Ian. I am very hungover.
Beautiful.
I'm in Ireland.
Was it stupid cold? You had to have it stupid cold. It's got to be like so cold. Like they have the liquid nitrogen tanks they run through now, and it will actually fuck you up. It's so cold. You can't do body shots for them, though, because it will burn you. It's so cold. But body shots for Jaeger is the bomb.
Yeah, Jaeger is the bomb. Brilliant. I drank way too many last night.
That's okay. Chase them with buttery nipples. They're great, too.
No, I might try this cough medicine. That sounds good. Jaeger and cough medicine.
That'll do. That's good.
Yeah, so should we build back black
So how is your... So how's your grimoire coming?
Very good. I've written that. I have it in a letter-bound book, actually. Had that for years. I haven't written anything in it recently. I actually found a really nice leather-bound book. It was €600 for a handmade one. I was going to transfer everything into it, but I didn't get it in the end. But
there's one coming. There's one coming from tears. It's not blank. It's magically induced where your tears open it. It's to protect the witches from other people from getting it. You have to desire what you want and then cry in the book, and it will open. The ink will come from your tears.
I had a magical chest as well. I used to have.
Yeah, we know, and it's all good.
Yeah, So, well, we're working on this really exciting project at the moment in the finance industry, and we're looking forward to building it. So we're working on the triangulation and completing that, finishing that up before we move into the next thing. I was just wondering, should we do the Fibonacci?
We told you about the Brexit. We told you about the fall of the European Union. We told you about the fall of the Euro. We told you about how it's going to be disbanded, and it's not the countries and the kingdoms, like Revelation says, that that's going to be the Antichrist, that's Bob. And we told you that the fall of that Eastern civilization was coming back to the mountain. We told you the dragon was going to win. We told you that the Middle Kingdom was going to revamp and fight against the Upper Kingdom, which it's fighting now. We told you that it's all going to be a big war and rumors of war. We told you that the police was going to shoot you in the head in the streets. We told you that the anarchy was going to go. We told you that ISIS and ISIL and Issy and Tissy and Missy and Dissy and Lissy is all going to come back and the empire striking back. We told you that it's all going to end, that the blood is going to flow in the valley of Megiddo to the bridle of the tallest horse, 27 hands high. We told you that blood was going to flow there. We told you there was going to be death and destruction. We told you they were going to bring the lira out of the basement and all of Italy. The lira is going to be back as a currency. We told you that all the banks were going to fall. We told you that Barclays wasn't going to make it. We told you that you better not mess with Stuttgart, because if you mess with Stuttgart, we're going to take your ass out. Just so you know, don't mess with Stuttgart. You can have Berlin. Blow it up. Blow it up. But you better not mess with Stuttgart. Just saying. We told you that Deutsche Bank was going to be okay, but they're under a lot of peril. And Angela Merkel is in a very deep water. We told you it was going to be a mess, but she's doing the best she can, and she's holding it together the best she can. She's trying to work it out. You now have more refugees than you have citizenry. You can't have a country of refugees, can you, you see? Because the refugees, when they run outside the park, your triangulation is a little bit too clever by half, because it doesn't preclude the outcome where no one's a citizen, where no one's paying taxes, where no one's paying for this monarchical rule that you're trying to establish and fathom in a money-gained position. So your numbers are great. Your numbers work. Liars always figure, but figures never lie. So you're okay with that, Mark. You need to change. We got this, honey. You run it from a standpoint of absolute zero. If you can make your pattern work with absolute zero, okay, that was also included in the little rant things from the bar, from the chemistry stuff, okay, if you can run it from zero, okay, absolute zero, then your algorithm works. Then your marks work. If you take Patty Lovelace's notes and lay them out as points in a graph, well, we're giving you way too much information at this point, but if you're able to note those half-step modulations, you'll know from absolute zero where you can go to. But then your financial gain is based on absolute zero, which is where you're going to. So basically, if you're longing or shorting your position, you can know where it is from absolute zero. But if you're not at absolute zero, you can't know how to long or short it. You're reeling in a world that doesn't have a bottom, so you cannot gauge left and right when there is no bottom. It's a free fall. Or is that free for all? Maybe. Yeah, Patty says. Patty knows. So then what happens is that you can, once you get to half, when you ever, how much principal that you start with when you make up to half? Let's say you take 200 billion euros or whatever you're using. Well, we say don't use euros because they're gone. But 200 million of something ticks. When you make 400 million ticks, we say step out and short it because it's going to fall. It doesn't matter even if it's against yourself, because it's going to fall. Your anomalies, your algorithms say that, but you don't ever understand those. You always say it's some fluke or some fucked up something or some fuck up some commas. Yeah, fuck up some commas. Yeah, 100,000 and 100,000 and 300,000 and 300,000. It's all fucked up. So when you get double, step back and short it, and you'll be all right. If you don't do that, then you won't be all right, and then you can call Bob and maybe he'll loan you some money checks. As long as you don't get into his ice cream money, it might be all right. Got it. Good. Okay. Bab, next.
Yeah. You do your homework. So, you go back and memorize
that,
Angela.
What is black cloud? What is black cloud to you? How do you
know?
I
don't know what it is. It's all recorded. I don't know what it is. So ask Sheila about it. She brought it up. Was it Sheila?
No, that was last night. Black cloud.
It was Chad.
That was number one. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It was Chad. So that was a good rant, Chad, right, for Angela?
Wow. Yeah. Good evocation good there, Angela.
Yeah, I wrote out Iron Rants and all that they have told us about the end of the beginning. That's how I summed up all those themes.
Yeah.
Right, Ian? So at the end of the beginning, isn't it? No?
The Queen of Pentacles.
Queen of Pentacles. Okay,
that's
well, we'll go to someone else.
Thought.
Let's see these Anonymous. You want to say something there, Anonymous? Okay. You want to say something? Go ahead.
Thanks, Bob.
Who are you?
Ophelia.
Hey, Ophelia. Come on, honey. Jump in here.
I just want to find out about the sourdough starter. Is it a good thing to put in the RNA drop on it while in during the period of making the sourdough starter?
You can add it, but do it after it's leavened.
After the 11th day?
No. 11, after it's rised, risen. When you work it down, then add it. Don't add it first.
No. This is a starter. It's not a dough.
It should be.
Sourdough starter.
What about that dough?
What about it's that dough?
I seem to be getting
it's
the most fun about
like
all this stuff. I'm laughing the most.
We're teaching Bob. I feel we're teaching Bob how to talk right.
Okay, what is it
Translate it for Bob. Make Bob understand and then we'll answer it so everybody gets it because they don't want to try to get it.
Okay, I have to make the sourdough starter first before I make bread. You get me?
Okay, you're making the sourdough base using instant potatoes and sugar. And starter, right?
Should I put the RNA drop in it?
No, not in the starter. It's after you make the bread and it rises and you break it down to knead it. That's the only time we use knead is when you're making bread. Then add your drops after you kneaded it. When you're going to let it rise again, that's like Bob's second erection. When the dead in Christ and the dead in Bob shall rise again, that's the same thing. It's candida. It's candida. Oh, my God, it's candida. It's going to give Bob a re-erection.
Oh, so you only recommend that I put after the dough has rise, but not at the base.
One time.
The
sourdough not base. In the base, because it will change it. You're using a starter because you're trying to capture the bacilla, the natural yeast in the air, and you're trying to make your starter. You're trying to collect it, and you're making what is called a sponge. It's a sponge that's going to catch the natural yeast in the air.
Yeah.
You don't want to add this because it will absolutely eliminate that. It will be unleavened if you do that. It will be unleavened. But if you can add it after it's already leavened, it will rise and it'll be fine. And it'll be interesting because it'll greatly change your texture. But it's more expensive than saffron, so use it carefully.
Okay, thank you, Ion. And also thank you for the information about Bitcoin.
Yes, of course. Saves you a fortune, didn't it, darling?
Yeah. Okay,
Is that the Church of Scientology? The Church of Scientology is the ones who really are pushing that, and they'd like that to be a currency because they're trying to make it be the thing so they can get away from their taxes and that kind of stuff. And we don't care. We don't care about that. But that's where it's from. That's the essence of it. Those people are the ones that are behind that. And we're not fussing. We're just saying that's what it is. So if you want to be a Scientologist, that's great. You want to fly the moon every day, great. But if you can do all that, you shouldn't have to buy damn bitcoins to do that, should you? So good. Let that be and let that die in the wind. The answer, our friend, is blowing in the wind.
What do you think? Is palladium a good investment?
Yeah, we don't. Well, palladium is okay. It's okay, but you should have already have it by now. If you're going to buy it, you should have already bought it.
Oh,
and you're saying palladium, not platinum, right?
Yes. Because the movement of palladium seems to be, fluctuates a lot.
It absolutely does. But you know why? They actually use it to line catalytic converters. It's like a super white. It has the melting, the lowest melting point of any of the platinum group. and they use it to make catalytic converters.
Yeah,
so they use it. So it's not like a collect. It's not a myth. Well, it's $694.
You're
and it's down a little. But historically,
oh,
it's up. Well, it's...
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But if you got it 1 year, you know, you got a low of 467, so it's up and down like a wind machine. Are you 6 months, you're at 483, and then 30 days, you're at 596. So you're going to bounce. Yeah, where would you like it to be? At what point would you like it to be? And we'll move it to that, and you can buy. How about that? Does that, make you happy?
Well, that'd be great.
What would you like it to be? It's down $9, down 1.3. The high is 710, and low is 683. So what you want to do?
How far low you can go before I jump in?
Say hi, 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 I'm.
If this can go as far as 450, will be great.
Okay, when it gets 650, short it to there. When it hits 650, short it to there, and we'll take it to there. Then you make your money going down, pitching and catching, honey. We'll have a resurrection.
Okay, thanks. Thank you, Ion.
Now, you've got some major players who are trying to copy this information and trying to take advantage of it, but watch. Their orders won't make it like yours. Don't talk about it. Let it go. Don't worry about it. It'll be all right. Don't boast on it. Don't play the fool.
Mm.
Just take your money. Just take your money and move on down the line, honey. That's what Talibia has done. A whole lot of them have made their little money checks, and it's all good. But we're going to help you. We're going to do it like Bob does it. Bob's got the better idea. Bob says stay with them till they buy or die.
That's right.
So you're good.
Okay.
It's 650 short it, and then it goes to your market. What did you say, 455?
Yeah.
Excellent. No worries. Okay, we got it.
Okay, thank you very much, Ophelia.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, Corbin.
Thank you.
You're so well.
Hey,
so well.
Bobby. Good morning, Bobby. Good morning, Ion. How are you? Fabulous. Ion, last week you were being as sweet as vinegar to me, and I asked you a dumb question because I didn't have nothing on my palate to ask you an intelligent question, not that I could. And so I just winged it, and I said, what's the best department to be on? And you were annoyed because I didn't ask correctly, and you said the Department of Snot. Unbeknownst to you, that was the name of my first rock group, and we were called
the Snots. It was not unbeknownst to us.
Yeah, they knew.
Okay.
Okay, well, they knew.
Why would we send you to the Department of Snots? How ridiculous is that?
Because
this
it was the
Reverend,
best department. I asked you the best department to be in.
This isn't Reverend Stang.
No, I have no love for Reverend Stang, and you seem
we
to
know.
Have an affiliation with him.
No, Bob does. Poor Bob. Alas, poor Bob. We knew him well.
Anyway, let me ask you something. Here's a history question. I was talking to this Russian gentleman earlier, and he was explaining to me that King Arthur's Round Table eventually came from the Roman Empire, and then it became Britain, which at one point ruled the whole world, meaning that the sun would never set on the British Empire in all corners of the world under colonialism and exploitation. That was the very first exploitation of, well, I can't say the human race. It's always been going on since humans had breath in their lungs and crawled out of the sea. Is this true?
No, and the table is under King Knot and Sterling.
Excuse me?
The table is under King Knot and Sterling.
The table is not...
At Sterling Castle.
So you're saying that
Russia had nothing to do with Britain becoming a major power, because obviously in Russia they teach history different than they do here. It's revisionist history.
You don't. Well, you all do it. You all keep rewriting history. That's why you had to have
a Google. Of course. But wouldn't you say that, is it a matter of perspective?
Whoever wins the battle writes the history.
Exactly. But are we just supposed to say, well, the Indians came for Thanksgiving and brought us all these goodies and treats, and then we brought them gunpowder and some of our seeds to help them sow their land better, and they had a rough idea of irrigation, and we showed them how to improve it. And then as we moved across North America, we slaughtered the Indians on our way and left destruction. Well, I guess mankind always leaves destruction in its path, or is it renewal of new energy, new life?
Well, it's all in the Iron Age of the medieval work, the Roman court. But it's in, everybody says it, Sir David Lindsay says it, the Stirling Castle is where they kept it. They, in 1375, John Barber said that's where it was, in south of Stirling Castle. William Worcester told about how King Arthur kept the Round Table in Stirling Castle. It's in Scotland. It's still there.
What do you think about these Nimwits that are basically, they've already planned for, I think it's 2018, they've got them all sold out, all the seats for the SpaceX, the mission to Mars, that you got to sign up and you know that you're going to die and you're not coming back. Is this a hoax or is this the real deal? Are they going to make it? Is it going to take 20 attempts and a lot of dead
people? No, you should buy a lot of life insurance policy if you're going there.
Oh, that's kick-ass. So a good way to get rich, pretty much.
Well, you'll get all the money that is, because if you're sure to die, then you might as well insure against it. Boy, how about them? That's better than the Preakness, isn't it?
Ion, if you're a non-physical, how do you get yourself off, and I don't mean a sexual way, do you have an orgasm of the mind? I mean, essentially, that's what...
No, mind. It's all temporal. It's all the feeling places. You'd have to consider it like an empath, one who feels everything.
Wait, slow down. You're speaking a little too quickly for me.
Well, then all is recorded.
All is recorded. That's all well and good. Here's the question. Let me rephrase it. Put it like this. If J.W. wanted to get off with his wife or whomever he is with, do you vicariously enjoy an orgasm through J.W.'s orgasm?
No, it's not like that. It's not like that. The state of release is the part we're trying to get you humans to. And the only reason we use orgasm is that's the only state that you can know euphorically without knowing that you achieve and arrive at. That is total release. It's total, you're totally vulnerable,
well, yeah.
Totally open. So that's the reason we use that. It's the only basis. We could just say every time you sneeze, you're the closest you are to death because your heart stops. Because your heart
sure.
stops when you sneeze. But that's kind of glib. When we say that, you're working around trying to figure out how to sneeze hard enough so they don't have to come back. But that's not the point. The point is that's the only human in a little man state that you can use to find out whether or not you can go to a different level. That state of release is that state where you can move euphorically into that bliss land of ascension. That's the closest
now,
you get to it.
Do you mean in a kundalini sense or nothing to do with that?
Not necessarily. You can call it whatever you want to, and everybody's going to prove the point one way or the other. So we don't really care. Whatever gets you your rocks off, as you say, is all right with
so
us.
Get your rocks off, honey. Get your rocks off, baby.
Yeah, that's right.
Get your rocks off.
Then what
off.
Happens, then you know. You don't have to wonder. You know. That's why you're driven toward it, that you like it or you engage it or prefer it. Because of that bliss part feeling. It's what binds humans together so that you prefer one over another. And sometimes we say sleep with all of them till you decide, but we're just trying to say, if you can't love the one you want, then you should love the one you're with.
Well, yeah, and the same saying goes, it's better to have loved and lost than to have never loved at all. Also,
yeah, sometimes you feel like a nut and sometimes you don't.
That's for damn sure.
Almond Joy's got nuts, mounds don't.
And the earthworm, anyway. Place pinochle with the mouse. Okay, got it. Did JW get rich off? You know what pop rocks are? They were the candies that used to explode.
CO2 laced candies that when they hit the moisture of your mouth, the little bit of sodium pops. So it just releases a CO2 pop, the fizz. So pop rocks
now,
is that.
Who was the fine company that came up with that?
Who branded it?
Who patented it, or what company made it? Because it can't be too good for the kids, or wasn't. I think they took it off the shelf because the kids were eating them like 20 at a time. You're only supposed to eat one pack at one time. And they would have five bags in their mouth, and their heads started exploding in the classroom. Well, it gave them brain damage, but never mind.
You can still buy Pop Rocks.
Can you?
You sure can.
Can you put them in a condom and, like, kind of put some moisture in there? And that might be a good get-off, a good go-to get-off.
Yeah.
We might have to work with Bobby on this. We might have to work on a prototype, and then we can work on a vibrator.
Candywarehouse.com.
Right. But what I'm saying, we can invent condoms that have pop rocks in them, so as you're getting a nut, it gives the vibration in the condom, and it gives pleasure to the head of the penis, and then we could work on a dildo that has pop rocks, but in a liquid form, that as the woman's getting off, you press a button, and it hits her G-spot immediately and just throws her into complete nutter, because guys, like basically 90 seconds and it's over, unless you're having a really good night. Now, you might have an hour or 2 hours of really good, studs like you and Bob, but I'm going to be realistic,
William Mitchell was the chemist who invented General Foods, owns it.
Right.
But that has a pretty short shelf life. You got to eat it.
All right, we're going to be playing some dirty pool here. What punches do you see Trump pulling? Because essentially the people around Trump, and this is coming from very reliable sources, some of my friends in the Secret Service, they said, man, this guy's a freaking idiot. All you have to do is say, Don, you're the man. You are the man. Nobody talks to the Don like that. You got to basically bow down and say, you're the man, Don. You're the man. He sits there and tells him that. So he looks in that mirror in the morning as he's getting his hair done and everything. He says, I'm the man. I'm the man. I know more than anybody. I'll conquer this planet. They're going to make the earth, they're going to carve it into a statue. It will no longer look like earth. You'll see a face of Donald Trump in space. he's gonna put in money to recurve the earth to his facial features, so the aliens will be driving by on the portals. They'll be like, that looks like Donald Trump. Didn't that used to be earth? Damn. That fucking Ion must have been there. Yeah, that fucking Ion and Bob and Dr. Dean and Agency, all those cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs motherfuckers. you are aware that in order to keep the Don's presence, you have to tell him he's the man. That's the only way that he will speak to you.
Is that true, Ion? You have to flatter
no.
Don. Not true, Gordon.
No.
There it is.
You're going to tell me it's not true?
It's not true.
Then why have about 70 journalists confirmed this from Vanity Fair to Rolling Stone to pretty much any news site that you can Google, the Daily Beast, on and on and on?
Well, they're saying better than that, that hell just froze over now. Even Fox News is mocking Donald Trump.
That's well, wonderful. I'm not talking about the mocking part. I'm talking that he has to psych himself up in order for him to be performing at his A game. He has to bring his A game. Okay,
no,
if he's going
to
win.
He has what you don't know, what you all do not know, is that he has a trove, an absolute trove of enough dirt to lay them all in wait. A waste. She may step down from the race if he threatens to let out. That's why he could give a shit what anybody else says or thinks. He doesn't care. And he'll leak it out as it goes. And yes, however maniacal his nepotism, he comes back to the place and he says, the point is, you don't have to deal with this. This is a mess. I'm trying to fix it. And that's the whole point, is I'm going to fix it. And when he lets out the rest of the news, they'll still be talking about Trump. But the reason he hasn't dumped it all out there yet is he doesn't want them talking about her. He wants everybody talking about him. So even now, and it's wonderful, because it comes back to the place that that's exactly what he's saying should happen. It's the old Barry Goldwater syndrome all over again.
I agree. I guess more will be revealed. What do you see as the dirtiest trick that's going to be played in this election?
It will come out of a box in Arizona that came from Arkansas.
Came from Arkansas. Now, the last time Bob and I met, I told them I was working on a song called Arkansas, and everybody seemed rather bored by it. Now, I find this quite ironic that after meeting at the La Hermitage Hotel, and after I packed up the portal and stole it and put it in a place for safekeeping, I was advised to do so by the higher-up on the alien hierarchy. But I was working on a song, a 20-minute piece that it's taken me close to 6 to 8 months to compose and orchestrate and everything. And I was started to play it, and I said, the song's called Arkansas. I've never been to Arkansas. And poor Bill Clinton, remember at the DNC, he was at one point falling asleep. When he gave his speech, it was like Pinocchio. And I was stone cold sober, and I started watching his nose grow a little bit. Like, I mean, by, you know, like little centimeters. And, oh, here my girls, we've come so long, and we've been through so much together. And this little nose started growing. And then his daughter had such a speech impediment. She was like, she laughs like a horse. She got a lips that could suck the chrome off a bumper, baby, you know. And she goes, I know that I will never have to struggle or be without, like, you peasants, you dirty filth. I mean, you people. But Bill, during one point, he was falling asleep. And Bill's, like, shaking his head, oh, hell no, if she wins tonight, I'm going to have to fuck that ugly pig. I ain't fucked her in about 45 years. I'll have to take about 10 Viagras. All they want me is a couple whores and some cocaine and some cigars. Oh, shit. And that means that, damn it, if she wins, I'm going to be playing housewife in the goddamn White House. Bill can't do this. Bill's the man. Bill likes to put his dick in anything that moves. Cigars and cocaine. And I'd rather go back to being governor of Arkansas.
So excellent, excellent report there from Corbin.
Patriotism is not a blind acceptance of official policy, but a love of one's country deep enough to call her to a higher plane. The whole campaign was a tragic case of mistaken identity. You know, sometimes when you say you're ahead of your time, it's just a polite way of saying you're having a real bad sense of timing.
Who said that, Ion?
Oh, that was George Stanley McGovern.
Back in his day in 72 when he was running?
Dude.
That was a very good rant by Corbin.
The longer the title, the less important the job.
Would you comment on Trump's got information on everybody, and you say there's a troll. He's got assistants when you say a troll.
Yes.
Do they all know he's got it? Are they all trembling that he might release it?
Yes.
And so you got all these journalists, packed journalism, have agreed to knock Trump as much as possible. Is that what's
they're doing? Everything they can, and you notice he doesn't really care. He's like, okay,
right.
They're an idiot. Okay, they're stupid. Oh, yeah, they don't know. Well, they do what they do. Well, look at, they're an idiot. It's, oh, you're listening to lying Hillary, rotten Clinton. Oh, okay, that's fine. I got it. Oh, well, we're not going to adopt you. And then they come back, and then all of a sudden Donald Trump says, I don't know if you're the best man to be the Speaker of the House. Maybe we should consider moving you on to something else. And so, and there you go.
Okay, well,
oh, my friend, it's not what you take away from you that counts. It's what you do with what you have left.
Are you still quoting McGovern?
Oh, no, now it's Hubert Horatio Humphrey.
Let's go on to another topic, another person. Thank you very much, Corbin. It was pretty good. This person, 406, go ahead.
What's up?
Right, it's you. Okay, it's Brian.
Hello, you,
yep.
Brian.
What's up, Ion?
Southern Company.
Oh, really? Is it a good time to buy?
Oh, it's 17 times earnings.
Nice. Thanks for the tip, Ion. Hot tips from Ion, stock tips. Thank you very much.
So you got no questions, Brian?
I got one. Yep. Ion, I've always wanted to know, what was Swami Chaitanananda up to when he was doing his Kundalini magic tricks? Can you give us a non-physical explanation? This was one of his magic tricks I experienced in his ashram there.
No, we can't do a non-physical version.
What was he doing with his non-physical that affected people?
Glimmering.
Ion uses that term usually. Glimmering. He's just like getting it by default.
Making you see things that aren't seeable.
Oh, that's glimmering? That's a technical term for that practice.
What the vampires do.
Was this guy a vampire?
No.
No, he was a so-called Shaktipat Kundalini master and did the magic tricks in his ashram with people. Pretty impressive.
Ion, was he a master? Was he a master of something there?
No. He said he wanted a non-cynical view, so we can't really speak about it.
Can you give us the cynical view, Ion?
He's a fucking nutcase.
Yeah, it's better off ignoring that kind of bullshit and
well, no, embrace it if you want to embrace. No. If you want to embrace it, that's fine. But then move into the next thing. Does it get you to extension? Does it get you to ascension? Yes or no? No, it just shows you that he can do shit you can't do. And there's nothing in the powers or none of angels in heaven or devils in hell to get you to where he is. Because he's the ashram leader and all mighty, 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 all wrong, wrong, ding, 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 doing a little chit chat, ding, back, ding, that, ding, back, ding, back, that, back, ding, back, and on. Take it like a bus, don't bong, 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 yah, 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 yah. Then you come to the first, yeah, 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 then you're going, yeah, 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 then yeah, yeah, yeah. You come back to this thing like you're supposed to fucking know something. And you're like, dude, you should blow your brains out. You get out of this real quick. It's easy.
So embrace that and move on to what's next in ascension, right?
Hell yeah.
Okay, so what's next, Ion, in the ascension?
Me! I am next.
What's next?
Me!
Oh, I bet. What does Ion say to this, to my question? What's next for me in the ascension? What, I'm asking for more.
Barbecue right. Pork.
Yeah, Ion, can you speak? Can you hear me? Hello?
Certainly.
Oh, hello. Wonderful.
Top of the morning. Top of the morning to you.
And top of the evening over here in the UK.
Bang.
what is the significance of or special significance in this month of Av that we've just entered into in the Hebrew calendar?
Oh! You're coming into Tisha B'Av.
That's Saturday, isn't it?
Was that
next Saturday?
Next Saturday, yes. It's the holiday that never comes.
Why would that be?
That's the conversation.
Has it always been that way, or is it specifically for this year because it's part of a Jubilee year?
Jubilee.
And so the holiday may not come because of other reasons?
Well, you got a lot of crap going on.
Right.
Hey, Phil, get to those CIA questions or whatever you're going to talk about. Get the fuck about the holiday. There's no time, Phil.
All right.
The ninth of Av. The ninth of Av.
The ninth of Av. So,
what's that? A solar month? Solar calendar?
No, it's the room.
What?
It's the end of a 3-week fast of the Hebrew calendar, and it sort of carried on from the end of the Omer and the Shavuot, which all followed on from Passover. So it's all like going in a sequence, but it's quite an important time, and I did a biblical calculation which I put up on Dubes, which I won't go into too much, but it shows up the 8th of the 8th being a rather auspicious date, which is tomorrow.
Well, that's J.W.'s birthday.
Is it really?
Yeah, August 8th, 1965.
Yeah, it follows on from the 777 of the Dow.
Well, get into your questions. You said you had a bunch
Dow's
of good
low
questions.
Point. Yeah, well, that was my... Hi, and with regard to things that are happening like that, I've got some silver mining shares, which I was looking to sell at a good point so I could get into Southern Company shares. They've done quite well this year after being absolutely dead up until January, but I'm still thinking that they're probably going to have a little spurt up before I should...
You're welcome.
Yeah, I had a feeling that maybe you... All of a sudden, my little explorer got picked up by a very sort of mid-level explorer who looks as if they're going to get eaten by an even bigger fish at some point. So thank you very much for that.
Hold it.
That's much appreciated.
Hold it 1 second, then get out while you can. We told you not to get in this bullshit anyway, and you did it anyway. So we're just trying to save you out of it.
Right. I mean, they're currently trading at 52 cents. I was rather hoping they were going to go up a lot higher with silver spiking, although it would probably be fairly brief. Should I get out straight away, or should I wait? Will they go up?
Curb your enthusiasm. I mean, don't be quite so aggressive. Give it a second and get the bump that you want, and then get out at 62.
Okay.
It's going a little bit above that, but you're not bright enough to capture that.
And which broker would I be wise to use with SO?
Any of them is fine.
Well, because I'm currently with Barclays, and it doesn't sound like they've got a lot of mileage left in them.
They're scary. Why can't you just do a regular old E-Trade or Scott Trade or something simple?
To be honest, I'm quite limited on what I've done trades-wise. I just went with Barclays because they're the only ones who were doing international trader account here in the UK. So, and I knew a little bit about mining companies.
Do you have
so
accounts, silly boob?
Do I?
Do a U.S. Do account?
I'll look into that and.
$9
right,
a trade.
Had questions about
$9 a trade. Very easy.
Didn't you say online you had some questions about CIA or something?
Not on CIA. I was, no, nothing like that, Bob, no. With back to regard to Brexit, Ian, was that really as close as 51-49%? I got a feeling that was probably not the actual result. What was the actual result for that, Ian, percentage-wise? Can you tell me?
It's still becoming.
So the actual,
Ian, are you going to be able to go another hour, or are you dropping off soon?
Well, you're going to have to come up with better than this for us to hang around, but yeah.
One of the reasons why you really enjoy Dottie Rambo, the Rambos, why is she so well-liked by non-physical?
Her connection to what you call fairyland.
Fairyland, what, like?
An innocuous, spirit-filled dimension that precludes knowing and having and being beyond what a normal realm can engage. That'll do it.
So she was an actual real-life version of, say, the character Suki in True Blood?
Well, there's nothing wrong with Suki Stackhouse. She was just trying to draw the maenads out, so that's all that was.
But wasn't she a fairy?
Half a fairy, yes.
Okay, we're moving on. Brian's here. Thanks a lot there, Bill.
Okay, Bob.
Hey, Brian.
Thanks. Thank you, Ian.
You're welcome.
Hey, Bob.
What?
I was just responding to you. Sorry.
Okay, you got any questions for Ian?
Well, sure. I'm going to go back to, I'm going to further develop what I started last week. Ian, like yesterday, I was driving down in the sun. You know, it was mostly cloudy, but there was some holes in the clouds where, with the humidity, you could see the sun, you know, the sun beams coming down. You could see the angles. There were, you know, different angles. It seems to me that the sun is much, much closer to the Earth than obviously what academia says. So how far is the sun from the Earth?
3 miles.
Oh, so this way we're going to play, is it?
That's how far
and
it
how
is.
How far is a mile? How many feet in a mile, in your mile that you spoke of?
Oh, it's a long way, yeah, long, long, long. Miles are long.
In my terms, I know a mile as 5,280 feet.
It's about 30 million,
30 million
per mile.
Right. Now, last week when I was talking about Antarctica and the ring, when I went back and listened to it, it sounded like you thought my question was, is there a ring around Antarctica? That's not what I was getting at. I was getting at, is there a ring of ice around the oceans and the continents that we know of typically on Earth?
Yes, but there's no dirt in Antarctica. It's all ice.
But that all ice is a ring around, I call it a ring, but a border around what we know of as Earth being, you know, the continents that we know and the oceans that we know, correct?
Well, okay, but see, you're trying to make this point be about the axis, and the axis has nothing to do with it. The axis comes back to the point that magnetic north and true north are moving, that magnetism is changing, and that's what's shifting. That's why Antarctica is changing, and that's a good question if it applied, but it doesn't apply.
What does the Earth look like? If I was to actually go into space or be off the Earth, you know, a couple hundred miles or 1,000 miles, what would it look like? It's flat. I mean, how big is the oceans and the land masses of Earth?
VMware.
It looks like VMware?
Yes.
Can you describe VMware? Because I don't know what VMware looks like.
Well, BAFA and Merrill Lynch had it at $63 a share, but instead it is at 70.98.
You're talking about a stock?
Yes. But it's one we already told you about. We already told you all about it.
What? Okay. But
remember, Michael Dale, you were here that day. You were here that day, and this is a picture of what that is. Michael Dale had a big erection, and he decided to buy EMC Square. He bought EMC Square and ripped VMware to pay for the motherfucker, to pay for the own damn thing, which is exactly what you're doing with your Earth. You're taking your Earth to pay for your Earth, or a little corporate buyout, a little implosion in the world. So the picture of the world that you're looking at looks like an impartial push-down, lockdown buyout that allows you to take someone else's money or some other world and paint this picture of this world paying for this world that is this world. And instead, it didn't work out. And so you go from $49 a share to $70 a share because they're buying the stock back. Uh-huh. So
okay.
Are you doing
right.
That with your world? And that's what the picture looks like, a buyout. We told you that in February, and that's the picture. There you have a little something to work with. People are dawing, trying to make a little penny, so help them what you can. You know,
all right, let's talk about the firmament.
You know about
the
calls.
Let's go back to the firmament. Calls versus puts.
Yes.
Speaking of calls, as in versus puts. Okay.
Yes.
Let's talk about the firmament. Now, you're familiar, you know all the TV series, but, for example, the TV series Under the Dome that CBS put on, the firmament that's over the Earth, does it touch the Earth at some point? Does it encapsulate the Earth?
No, you got to get the Vulgate. You have to get the Vulgate, the late 4th century translation of the Bible. It talks about the firmament being separating the waters above and below the Earth.
Well, that's a good point about the waters above and the waters below. I don't see how...
That's what firmament is.
Okay, this firmament... The way I understand it is it's actually some sort of clear structure made of either glass or crystal, some type of
glass
structure.
Genesis 1, 6 through 8.
But what's it made of? What's the firmament made of?
Water.
Oh, the firmament is actually water.
The division of water is firmament.
So what is it? How would you describe the thing that divides the water?
The third heaven is what breaks you, making you space for the little man to live. You were cast down to this earth from God. You had to have a safe place. So the division between the third heaven allowed you to have a different water that was divided that allows you to stay here, which is what Genesis 1, 6 through 8 says. Says. It's expansion.
Oh, okay, all right.
It's the wide extent.
So this different water that you're speaking of, that is the firmament.
It's a vault.
If I could walk...
A vault between the waters to separate the waters from the water. Because you have the water coming and then the water you have now. Living water is coming. Well, that third heaven divided that. That's what Genesis said. There's nothing you could do.
Okay, the vault is dividing the living water from the water we have now.
Yes, clearly separating the waters above from the waters below the earth.
I want to get at its structure. I mean, are you able to describe it? Is it like a vaulted dome where it actually...
It's bigger than a bread box.
But does it touch the ground? You said it was... Now,
no,
I asked
it does
the question.
Not.
Oh, so it does not touch the earth?
Yes.
Oh, that's interesting.
The heavens or the sky, when they're regarded in tangible things.
We were talking about the Earth orbiting the sun. I can't visualize how the Earth orbits the sun with it being flat.
Right,
and
it does.
Okay, it does, but I asked, okay, the Earth spin, you said you didn't like spin, so does the Earth move? There's places in the Bible where they said the Earth is still. It does not move, and that's where the foundations and the pillars are about, to keep it from moving, right?
Oh, no, it doesn't keep it from moving. It keeps it stable.
The analogy you gave, okay, we'll say the Earth is a playing card, and as the card moves across a table, which you described as... this universe that it moves through, or whatever. How does this orbiting, how does it orbit the sun to where it appears, you know, if you're on Earth, that the Earth rises and sets? I don't get on how the movement works with Earth to give us that effect that we see in the sky.
Well, you can build a little thing where you have the sun and the Earth going around the sun going around the Earth. It makes no never mind. When you're cresting around the sun, it shines, and then it goes, you're on the backside, so it doesn't, it's dark side. So it's the same way you would pronounce the light side and the dark side of the moon. Same way. If you took a flat card and put it on your deck of your truck, and the sun's on it, then you're on that side of the sun. And when the Earth's on the other side, it'll be dark, and it won't have light on it. It's the same way. How does that happen? Same way.
I don't think I'm following you. Are you saying that there's a light side and a dark side to the sun?
No, light side and dark side to the Earth. It's revolving.
How does it revolve? How does the Earth revolve? Is it okay?
Suffering cats. It's you made the little earth to make fly the little heaven, and you have the little Jerusalem and the little Absalom and the little problem and the little temple to fix all this into your fixed places that fit. You'll get to the real kingdom, the world, what you call the round earth, but you've got to get there first.
You're saying there's a round earth, but it's not this earth.
There is a round earth, and it's not this earth. That's right.
Okay, here in North America, where I dwell, the sun rises in the east, rises up, crosses the sky, sets in the west. And I'm trying to figure out how the hell the earth orbits the sun to cause that effect when it's flat. It is flat, isn't it? Is he still present?
We kind of answered that already. It is still flat. It's as flat as it was last week when we talked about it last week. It's still just that flat. It's flat. It's flat. Yeah. As flat as it was. Yeah. As flat as it probably will ever be. It's flat. Yep. Flat.
Okay.
Yep.
All
confirmed.
Right.
It's flat. Yeah. It's still flat. Wait, 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 wait for it. Wait. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Wait, 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 wait. One second. Wait. Yes. It's still flat. Yep. Nothing's changed. It's still flat.
Let's go about it this way. Let's say I got a ball, and this ball, it doesn't matter. It could be a baseball, anything, softball. And I'm going to say that this is the sun. Okay, now outside of the sun, I'm going to say I got a quarter or half dollar, something flat. But I'm only concerned about the face of it that represents the flat earth.
Which would be the obverse side of the quarter.
Okay, fine. So as this quarter, which is the Earth, orbits the sun.
The sun orbits the Earth. You got it back?
Oh, fuck.
Very clear.
That is not what you said last week. You said,
but of course it is.
Okay.
It's recorded.
That's right, it's recorded. You did not say that the sun orbited the Earth. You said the Earth orbits the sun.
We did. That's what we're saying now. We're saying that the sun orbits the Earth. Yes, that's what we're saying now. You said it the other way.
I did not say it the other way. I was trying to say it that way. Oh, okay, it sure enough is. Wow. Okay.
Boy, this middle kingdom has fucked y'all up.
yeah.
So if you lay the ball on the ground, you lay the quarter next to the ball, is it light or dark?
The quarter?
Yes.
Hell, I don't know.
Well, it's light. Of course it's light. But when you revolve it around and turn the quarter on its side so that it's facing top of the earth, the converse side of the obverse-laced quarter will be dark. There you go.
But you're saying the sun is the one that's doing the orbiting.
Correct.
And not
it always has.
Okay, see, now you're going back and forth, up and down, and I don't even know which fucking way is up, so based on what you're saying, you can say anything at all, and I don't
based
know which...
Based on your question,
okay.
We understand.
All right, that's good. I'll take that. All right, my questioning is fucked up, so I can't get a decent answer, but...
you're getting a very good answer. You got VMware. That was good. And you like Southern Company, that's good. Let's see, what else are you doing? You're working with life sciences, that's good. And you see that euro is at zero, so that's good. And you see them bringing lira back, okay, that's good. You see a lot of countries defaulting on their debt, yeah, that's good. You see Angola, America having a nervous breakdown, okay, that's good. So far you're doing pretty good. This side of the hedge grove, Ian, you're doing all right.
So, Ion, these countries that are defaulting on their debt, why don't they just discharge their debt?
They can't. To whom would they discharge them?
Well, whoever's claiming that they owe the debt.
Well, they would. What if they then they say, okay, here's my country, get out. Get out. Where are you going? That's what's happening in Serbia right now.
Right, they're just telling the ones claiming that they owe a debt, they're getting their asses kicked out.
No, the ones who owe it, they're taking it. They're fixing to take Puerto Rico back and saying, get out of my country. We're trying to get Bob to buy it, but he would just develop a worse Zika virus that his products help cure or something. You know, Bob, he's pretty much the devil when it comes to that kind of crap.
Okay. Let's see. What else?
His only hail is mama ever raised.
His mother. Yeah. I had some more, and I got off track here when.
You're saying is he seems a bit impish? Is that what you're trying to say? A bit impish.
Who is?
Our Bob.
All I've heard is, and Bob said it himself, that he's going through this process to get his U.S. citizenship, and I have no fucking idea why.
He better hurry before it's gone. He better get them start whittling stars. When they start carving the stars off the little flaggy flag, he better hurry. They take two stripes, a red stripe and a white stripe off of it. Yep, that'll be about right.
Hey, Ian, who's taking Puerto Rico? Is there some person taking up, or Puerto Rico's possessing the country? They're in debt to themselves. What was that you were saying?
No. When you eat yourself, you starve to death from empathy, Bob.
Yeah, but who'd he say, Brian, was taking over a debt?
People owe the bond. They owe the bonds, and in order to satisfy the bonds, they'll have to take the country or province of Puerto Rico.
So whoever is being owed takes over the country?
Or to whomever they transfer the debt to.
Oh, okay.
Which is probably going to be you, Bob, except for the Zika thing, and we know what you'll do, so we're saying.
Yeah, I'm a bit of a devilish imp.
Well, impish.
I'm going to be the last guy to become an American citizen, Brian.
And he'll get up there and he'll say, Pledge of Allegiance to the flag and sing Rule Britannia.
And a little Zappa. A little watermelon hay.
Yeah, fuck me hard in the watermelon hay.
So it sounds like you're saying the same thing is going to happen with America, that these debtors are going to come in and foreclose, so to speak, and say, all of you, get the fuck out.
Well, whatever currency that they work out, that's still being worked out. See, the pillars are still holding. They're waning, but your middle kingdom is just about done. Foreclosed, as it were.
Yeah.
You see it because they keep making the more debt, because you got to keep making debt so you can have money. Then you make debt because you have money. Well, where does it go? It goes like the debt. Then you got to have money. Then money, debt. And then you owe $250 billion and you have to eat yourself.
Well, everybody's got debt and money all fucked up. They're saying that they're the same.
Well, they should read what the money. They should say what the money says. If they read the money, they wouldn't fuck it up.
I mean, the whole thing runs on debt anyway. There is no money, so why don't we just start discharging the fucking debt?
Because then no one would have any money. Silly. The reason you don't have a gold-based economy right now is because there's not enough gold.
There's a lot of people that said that. So, yeah, there's no way we could get to where we are without them taking.
Everybody wanted to be rich. You know, in order for everybody to be rich, you got to have money and not be worth anything. So now you're rich. Okay, good. Congratulations. You win.
fuck, what else? I should write my shit down so I can remember it. I'll write it down next week so I can get
When you wake up, Brian, you won't remember anyway, so it's okay.
Yeah, see, I don't know what that means. I don't know what it means to wake up or be asleep or none of that business either. So, can you explain it to me reasonably without...
It's the state of being rich, material prosperity.
Oh, that's what you mean by...
particular resources. An abundance of valuable possessions or money.
And you're applying this to being awake or asleep, is that right?
Well, we'll get you there.
You're doing fine. As long as you get me there, Bacon, we're all good then.
Well, we are. And then once we get there, we're going to let you tell us about the lampstands.
Fair enough. I can go with that.
Yum. We just nutted a little bit just then. Oh, it's so exciting.
See, even when I go back and listen to this, I'm not even going to know what it is. I'm going to question
you. You won't hear it because you'll be awake and you won't know.
Oh, that's what it is. Okay. All right. So, obviously, because we're talking about this money debt and we're all rich, so... I guess it wouldn't do any good.
No, you're not all rich. No, hell, you're not all rich. You all desire wealth. So the essence of creation makes there be more and more and more and more debt. It's your creation of more and more and more and more and more. That's why you want all the water in the world and then you waste it. But you're giving your water back to yourself. But that's why we don't care, because once the carbon gets just right, there won't be any need for the water. There'll be less and less and less of it. It'll change.
Let's talk about the birth certificate. Now, I asked about something here a few months ago, and you said go to Washington, D.C. and get diplomatic immunity.
No, we told you to go get an allodial title. See, you woke up and...
No, you did not. See, you're changing it again. Come on, man.
It's called an apostille. It's an apostle.
Now, this allodial title that you're speaking of...
it's what you'll qualify for once you have your apostille. You'll make yourself sovereign.
What am I doing an apostille on, this title? Is it on the birth
certificate? Your ownership. And that has nothing to do with your owner, with your birth certificate. That doesn't prove anything. It proves that you're sovereign.
What proves I'm sovereign?
An apostille.
Explain to me getting an apostille. What am I getting an apostille on? Because don't you have to do an apostille on some document? I didn't hear you, Ion.
We didn't say anything.
What are you doing that? What am I going to do an apostille on?
Yourself.
Do I go to the Secretary of State's office or where they do the apostilles and authentication?
You go to Embassy Row and you go to the State Department. You have to register with the Department of State in the state that you're in.
So I have to register with the state that I'm in. What do you mean by that? Where I live or where I...
Wherever you live. You have to have it signed by one of the following: a U.S. federal office official, an American consulate officer, a military notary, a judge advocate, that's the 10 U.S.C. 1044A, or a foreign counsel diplomatic official registered in the State Department Office of Protocol.
You're talking about a document. I just asked you, what document are you going to get all this signed off on?
The apostille.
Ah, fuck, we're back to the apostille. Okay.
That's what it is.
Apostille.
Go to the Hague website. H-A-G-E.
Yeah.
You can find it.
So when I go to the Hague website and search apostille, they're going to tell me how I can take my meat-sack body somewhere and get an apostille.
Yeah.
Go to Washington, D.C. and a few thousand dollars. Get it done in a minute.
Watch D.C., a few thousand dollars. Okay, when I figure this shit out, I'm going to fucking do it, but where do I go?
Let us know if we can help.
Okay, all right, now listen. I'm going to take my body, my meat sack, to Washington, D.C. to get an apostille. This is where I go to the embassy row, what you were saying?
Yes.
Okay, embassy row, and what's after the embassy row?
Well, you can do it. You can do it by state, but you just probably just go to embassy row.
I can do it by state. But when you say I do it by state, I'm doing it by state, but I'm still in Washington, D.C.
That's where you have to register it.
Register it. And the it...
The apostille.
God damn it. Listen. I'm trying to get to the apostille, but you're jumping ahead, and when I try, then you're going back to the apostille that I haven't even developed yet. I want to know how to do the apostille on my land, my body.
Then go to apostille.com.
Okay. I'm going to tear that fucking website up, and I'm going to see where it says you take your fucking body
It's easy.
Okay, can you explain it to me very easily?
Mm-hmm. Call Documents International, LLC, 2002 Timberlock Place, Suite 200, The Woodlands, Texas.
Who's going to answer the phone?
Margaret.
Okay, when Margaret answers the phone, what do I say to her?
You're going to say, I sent you an email at service@apostille.com. And she's going to say, oh, let me look up your file. And then you're going to ask for a special discount. And when you get the special discount, then you, because you know how cheap you are, then you can go from there.
Okay. But she's going to look up a file. What the fuck does that have to do with my body? Getting a apostille on my body?
She's going to help you fill out the documents that then you take to Washington, or they may take it to Washington for you.
Okay, very good.
$55.
I knew there were some fucking documents in this, and you were sitting telling me, hell no, you just go down there and do your body.
Good Lord. Bob, will you wake Ryan up? He's off the rocker today. He's off the...
You know what?
We're going to get you some strontium 90. That's what we're going to get you. You'll like that.
You know, you haven't brought that up in a long time. What is this? What is the strontium 90 business? I haven't heard that in years.
It's yummy. The telephone number, if you're on your truck, is 1-866-299-4379.
And this telephone number is to who?
Apostille.com.
Okay. So I'm going to call, all right. Now see, okay. But I got to get a hold of
Margaret. There's other ones, too. That's just one that's handy. Yeah, I'm going to do. Help yourself.
Now, I want to clarify this. Now, in this entire process, my birth certificate, well, it's not mine, I understand. But the birth certificate that has my name on it that was created, you know, back when I was born in North Carolina, has nothing to do with this process. The birth certificate has nothing to do with it. Is this correct?
Zero to do with it.
So when I get a hold of Marge or Matt or whoever she was in Texas, and she pulls out this file, the documents that are there in that file, correct?
That doesn't make any sense.
Well, I'll have to go back and listen to this again and again. I'll straighten it out as best I can.
For God's sake, make sure you're asleep when you do it.
And I'll make fucking sure that I'm asleep, whatever that means.
Yeah, okay. It's all good. In your 10-hour breaks, look at your logbook, and when you're not in your logbook, it'll be then.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. That's not really right up to date now, is it?
Well, no. These fuckers got me on electronic logs, and it's, you know.
And it's still not right.
Yeah.
There's a little breakage, but that's fine.
Okay.
Okay. Anything else?
No. That's very good. I'm definitely going to look into that. Thank you. Appreciate that.
You're so welcome. We still adore you. Now, if we can just get your little man happy, you'll be all right.
Yeah, let's work on getting a little man happy.
That's for sure. Your meat stack body's doing good.
Yeah, it is.
Congratulations.
Although, you know, I got to talking smack here a while back about a lot of people around me was getting sick all the time. And, you know, and I was like, I don't know what the fuck's the matter with you people and why you're getting sick all the time. And this, that, and the other. And then I got a little something. I thought, oh, guess my battleship mouth got my rowboat ass in trouble, eh?
At least they didn't throw your back out. We considered that. You hate that. So we were trying to be good about it.
Oh, it was you, huh?
It's not nice to fuck with Mother Nature, Brian.
Okay, I muted him. We're moving on. Okay, Nate or Alyssa, go ahead.